What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations, and the city colloquially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the track Bereft by The Crying Nudes, one of their newer singles. I want to say their newest one. I can't even remember how I found this song, but what sticks out to me about it is I like heard The Crying Nudes somewhere, and then I was looking them up, and what I found was a Reddit post of someone being like, I heard this band, I really like them, like, wait, do they have any other music out? Like, it's like they have like three singles or something. This is, again, their newest one. And like, it was just like someone on Reddit being like, can anyone help me find more info about this band? Which I thought was very sweet and endearing. And enticing, I guess, too. It was like nice to see someone be like so interested and like intrigued by an artist and like actively frustrated that there wasn't more music out. It was just nice. It was sweet. I could use the internet. And yeah, so that was Bereft by The Crying Nudes. And you heard it on Teachable Moments, CHR's One Stop Shop for What's Hot and What's Not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool, adjective, silky. I'll be honest, I can't really remember exactly where I came up with this topic, but it feels, I think honestly what it was is it was kind of hot out and I put a silk shirt on and I was like, this feels pretty cool. Like, I'm feeling pretty good. Temp-wise, which feels relevant to coolness, obviously. It's getting warmer. We gotta keep our silks on. So what does silky mean? Silking is of or resembling silk, especially in being soft, fine, and lustrous. Another definition is suave and smooth, especially in a way intended to be persuasive. Ooh, which is kind of like a fun association. So that's kind of what we're talking about today. The other thing that I think is like, yeah, so kind of I already said the temp thing of like, it was hot out. I put a silk shirt on, long sleeve. I was chilling. I was fine. People around me were in cotton t-shirts sweating. And it made me think of this. This is like so, I guess this is going to be an episode of me like disjointedly talking about things I consumed on the internet. But I saw this Instagram reel or this reel on Instagram by this Japanese fashion brand. And they were talking about how different cultures, the like fashion and silhouettes there are like informed by obviously the environment and the culture, but also specifically by the like textiles being used, and how in Japan, because silk was such a common material for garments and clothes and stuff, that like shaped the silhouettes of what kind of like culturally people like, I want to say, what's the word I want to say? I guess like leaned into, I guess. So like you could wear long sleeves, like garments that went all the way to the floor, like, and went up, had really high necklines and stuff. And like basically the whole body essentially covered in this kind of like flowing. I'm thinking specifically, or like in the video, they're specifically talking about the kimono. Like obviously there is like there's a lot of space kind of within that garment and there's a lot of air for movement and stuff. But that was like made possible by the use of silk as a material. And so I was just thinking about like, yeah, like the qualities, what are like kind of, and I think about this with like clothing a lot, especially, but like, and I guess language too, like what are the like hidden cultural and like social priorities that are hidden within fashion and are hidden within language? In these really subtle ways, because I think because both of those things are so, they're both so practical, or I guess they're both so technical, like, and used. I'm trying to think of another word, but it's not coming to me. But both language and fashion, there's, I think, a lot of hidden cultural indicators, I guess you could say, because of the mix of personality and practicality, and then also like mechanics, like both of those things I think like are really, can be quite structured and rely on pattern and all this stuff. So these are some thoughts, and Silk really, I guess, led me to them. So that's what we're talking about today a bit. We're gonna move right ahead. This next track is Big City Life by Smurs off of their newest album, Big City Life. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Say step, please, how to use my IQ low and my shoe heels high. The day goes by, don't know much to say. I heard the trip was great, ha ha ha. Feel so wrong. I wake up early with nothing on. My room is an eternity. The freedom of a big city. My face is stuck, please help to use. My IQ low and my shoe heels high. The day goes by, don't have much to say. I heard that they broke up, ha ha ha. Chilling in me, chilling in me, chilling in me.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Hankaminam-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard the track Booty by Maggie Merlin off of their newest album, A Weird Little Dog. Just before that was Wawa by Num Num off of their, I want to say 2019 album, Num Num. I just like found out about this project because I was listening to Big City Life, which is Smurz's newest album, and right before Wawa, you heard the song Big City Life. And I was just trying to find like artists that had kind of a similar energy, I guess. And I was like, how have I not heard of this project before? Num Num, N-U-M-N-U-M out of South Korea. So good. And then, yes, as I just said, open that set with Big City Life by Smurz. And you heard all of these tracks on Teachable Moments, CHS One Stop Shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork, you are you. And today's definition for cool is cool, adjective, silky. Something I think about with silk a lot is, and this is like, and again, I guess like this episode is going to be pretty heavy on like me referencing videos I've seen on the internet at some point, but I saw this video years ago that like, I don't know why it really, really struck me of how silk is made. And I don't know if you, dear listener, are privy to that process. I had no idea. But, and like, I knew it had something to do with silkworms and there was something really like biotic about it, but I guess I assumed it was similar to, other like textiles that I'm familiar with, most notably cotton, like it being a plant and processed in that way. And so I thought that that was, and then I also think of like hemp and like just like when I think of natural and organic biotic textiles, I think of plants. But silk, and I'm sure, please forgive me if you know all about this already, but silk is the thread of a silkworm's cocoon that is unraveled and processed and dyed. And that, and there's two different kinds. There's raw silk and there's fine silk. Fine silk is what's inside the cocoon. Raw silk is the kind of like thicker, more protective, like product of that is still a beautiful and soft and, tender thread. And I remember the first time I saw this video, I feel like I was in high school or something, but I also have a memory of being at work and talking about it. So I can't have been that young, but I remember watching this video. It was like a minute long and I watched it on YouTube just over and over and over and over again. And there's something so interesting, I guess, like woven into, if you will, what silk is, of how sacrificial it is. Thousands of silkworms have to die before they hatch their cocoon. Their population is really, really carefully controlled and managed and all these things. And before they hatch, they are murdered. The little developing silkworm moth is killed so that we can harvest the thread, which is just so, I don't know, I guess it's so human, or like it really I guess it gives like cycle of life to me, because it's such a delicate and limiting process. It kind of can't be, it's like one of those things that it's like where nature has created a limit. And I guess that's also why silk is so sought after and like so beyond its like obviously like amazing qualities and cooling properties and all these things. But yeah, there's something and this is why people, I was like, I think I get silk now. I like think I understand why it's so coveted. And it's obviously its qualities and how beautiful it is and all these things. But I think there's something like, even though I didn't know the process of it, I think that like I had a bit of, I intrinsically had respect for that sacrifice. I don't know why. These are just some thoughts again about a video I saw on the internet. So we're going to move right along. This next track is Glass by Lil Baby Forever off of their album Comfier. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
This is Alex Runyons. My new album, Above the Clouds and On the Ground, encompasses everything I love the most about making music. As a singer-songwriter, I am passionate about digging into the experiences of life and creating something with intention, meaning, and growth. While this album takes its inspiration from my own transformational experiences as of late, it's also for you. Life is hard. Hope is magical. Perspective allows us to balance both. With this album, my purpose is to lift people up into the clouds while keeping them grounded by what can be the harshness of reality. It's about humanity, hope, and healing. Above the Clouds and On the Ground is available wherever you love to listen to music. You can also visit alexrunyons.com. Funded by Factor and Canada's private radio broadcasters.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Good, all rejoice. need. I'll take you wherever you need. Teach me the error of your ways. Make it impossible to stay. Change in circumstances on my knees. It seemed to take an age, but look how far you came. You hear me when I say, look how hard we came. 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 Yeah, look how hard we came. Look how hard.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city currently known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the track Came by Tiberius B off of their most recent release, Neverything. Just before that was Sick Memory by Parkway Jin, and then opened that set with Glass by Lil Baby Forever off of their release, Comfier. And you heard all of these tracks on Teachable Moments. See, it does one stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition for cool is cool, adjective silky. We're going to kind of scoot on past this one. Some elements of silkiness, smoothness, luxury, fineness. I feel like we've kind of touched on these, and we're also running out of time. So we're going to move along. This next track is Gorgeous by Isabella Love Story, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
se marchita como una flor. Love bite, le dejo un moratón, le rompo el corazón. I destroy it.
Are you looking to decolonize your self-care routine? Take a trip down to Sisters Sage for a variety of handmade soaps, bath fizzies, smudge sprays, and salves infused with traditional plant medicines. Sisters Sage is an award-winning local indigenous business run by Tsimshian entrepreneur, activist, and community builder Lynn Marie Angus and her dog TJ. Passionate about crafting wellness products that are respectful of the land we live on, Sisters Sage is committed to a heart-centered approach to self-care, as well as our collective healing. located on 1312 Kingsway, you can drop by from Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See you there.
Wow, hang on. Hey, Jay, you're listening to Jay chilling.
Keep doing your thing. You're my favorite radio show in all of the North America.
You guys, just chilling.
Please, if you're going through a divorce and you're posting all these horrible skip selfies, they all have like 10 paragraphs underneath them. You might need to consult Jay Chillin.
Paper bag and do it right. Chillin'. Paper bag will keep the soda cold all night.
Play music that's so goddamn good that you can get more clout. In general, you'll just be more respected.
Jay Chillin, CITR, Discorder, Mag 101.9 FM. Chillin, CITR.
Jay Chillin.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
Every Wednesday night, 9-11.
9-11.
Say how much Jay Chillin needs to me and all of my homies. He's got us through some really hard times. Jay
Chillin'
forever.
Watching the show, you know.
Jay Chillin', Wednesday night, 9 to 11. CITR.
Come on the Jay Chillin' podcast, I will fight you live.
Debbie, is that hip? Is that with times? Debbie, that's a cool. Debbie, is that hip? Is that with times? Debbie, that's a cool name. Just let's
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, and traditional land of the Hunkaminan-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. You just heard the track Bouncy by Debbie's Thug Life and Money Phone. Just where that was Everyone Falls Asleep in Their Own Time by local star Sophia Stell. And then opened that set with Gorgeous by Isabella Love Story. And you heard all of these tracks on Teachable Moments, CHS one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of the word cool was cool adjective silky. I kind of want to touch really briefly, like, obviously we've been talking about silk as a textile, but something that I think is, like, funny or interesting about silk is, like, how a synonym for it, not necessarily, like, in the literal, like, in textile and in garment, is, like, but more, like, in vibe, is, like, the adjective silky, is considered synonymous with satiny and velvety. And I think there's something, like, so, and kind of, this is kind of like talking a bit about, like, obviously I was talking about the sacrificial nature of silk and, like, it's, like, cultural significance and hidden insights, I guess. And I think it is so divorced from these specific and, like, just like intrinsic things to synonymize it with satin and velvet. It just feels very, like, okay, I don't know. They feel different, but I will say there, it's obviously, like, I feel like the things in common is, like, in its status and that they are textiles that have this kind of lush association. But I also think something that's interesting about all those three things, satin, velvet, silk, is how shiny they are, the way that light bounces off of them and, like, how they play with light. And, like, obviously they're all textured in a very specific way, their own specific way. I wouldn't necessarily say similarly, but I just thought that was interesting. So we're gonna move right along. This next track is Closer to Me by Coco Roco, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
To me, baby, come closer to me. closer to yourself, closer to God, closer to the truth, closer to the heart. Close, close, close. Closer you are, closer it be. The closer, the closer, the closer. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? No, I talk like a Jamaican. I'm a Jamaican Bajan. Come close, closer to it all.
Take care of it, the hook and the wire and the bloody red, red. Give her the bottle and let her take care of it, the hook and the wire and the hook and the wire. Give her the number and let her take care of it, the hook and the wire and the bloody red, red. Give her the letter and let her take care of it, the hook and the wire and the hook and the wire. Oh, I live it, I live it, I love, and oh, I live it, I live it, I love.
Thank you.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations, and the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You heard the track I Want to Be a Rock Star by Stitching off of their release Stitching. Just before that was The Hook and the Wire by Dog-Faced Hermans off of their release Hum of Life. And then opened that set with Closer to Me by Coco Roco. And you heard all of these tracks on Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of the word cool was cool adjective silky. We talked about a bunch, so honestly worth tuning in. Thanks. We're gonna close the show with Ribbon Skirt by Wrong Planet off of their brand new release Bite Down, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.